Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Leslie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to talk to you. So let's chat about, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Leslie Vetter, author of The Bone Spindle. I am a huge sci-fi and fantasy fan. I live in Colorado with my wife and our two extremely spoiled house cats. And one fun fact about me is that I met my wife in high school and we used to write fan fiction to each other.
Oh my gosh. And so what kind of fan fiction, what kind of fandom were you involved or you were about?
So we were totally anime fans. So Naruto, Sailor Moon, I think Gundam Wing was big back then, but especially all those shonen animes.
I love this. Yeah. I love so many authors, start with fan fiction, that's their origin story. They start writing for that. And there's something to be said about the craft because it just helps you build it and you get to figure out engaging, content that's going to keep reading more and more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think fan fiction is a great way to learn writing because you go into it with so much energy and already loving characters so much that you are willing to put the time in.
Yeah. So let's chat about The Bone Spindle. Tell us the elevator pitch.
The Bone Spindle is a gender flipped Sleeping Beauty meets Indiana Jones, starring two girl treasure hunters, Fee and Shane, who partner up to break the curse on a sleeping prince.
So what was the source of inspiration? I love the Indiana Jones angle a lot.
Yeah. So there was two main sources of inspiration for this book. One is I definitely love fairy tale retellings. I am a huge fan of all of those. Ash by Melinda Lowe was one of my favorite books when I was younger. It's a Cinderella retelling. And so I definitely wanted to do my own take on Sleeping Beauty. And so then I loved Sleeping Beauty, but I did not always love Sleeping Beauty herself, definitely spends a lot of the original story sleeping. And so this idea to gender flip the book and have it be a prince that was being saved by a girl hero this time really just kind of lit my imagination on fire. And the idea that these could be two girl treasure hunters who would be these kick-ass partners who would take on traps, ruins, and riddles is that is where all of the energy and love for this book was born.
I love this. I love it so much because it feels like a fun adventure. You're just going on an adventure. And yes, there's a fairy tale, but it's a gender flip. So it's not the regular fairy tale. We do have a Stephen Prince,
Absolutely. And I definitely did watch Indiana Jones and The Mummy and all those movies when I was younger. And those are hugely fun. And, they definitely have their troubles, but they're great action movies.
Yes, they are. Oh my gosh. I miss The Mummy. Watching The Mummy regular when I was growing up, those were the movies I was engaged with. And I'm why they don't bring those back, to TV or movies.
And The Mummy has such a great love story in it too. The chemistry between those characters was electric. That was a great movie.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So let's chat some book recommendations. So the first question is, what book has sparked joy in the past couple of years? I know it's been hard. And so just must be a book that's got you out of a slump or it was fun. It was an adventure. It was whatever it is. What book sparked joy?
One of the books I loved this past year is Sweet and Bitter Magic by Adrienne Tooley. It's a book about two girls who have magic and their personalities are total opposites. And so they have this perfect grumpy sunshine love story. And the book itself also has all these fairy tale references all throughout it that are so charming and so wonderful. There's even a moment that involves the possibility of kissing a toad, which is hilarious. And so I loved that sort of nostalgia that comes with all of those fairy tale memories.
Oh, I love this. And so let's chat some book recommendations. You have a couple of books that you want to recommend our readers?
Totally. Yeah. Yes. One of my favorite book series is Fireborn by Rosaria Munda, Flamefall, came out this year, and the final book comes out next year. So it's the perfect time to get into this trilogy. Mm-hmm. She is a brilliant author, so smart. Like, her books have such amazing world building, such amazing politics, such amazingly high stakes. The characters are dragon riders. And one of the main characters, Annie, is like the best underdog female heroine that is one of my all-time favorites.
I love this. This is like a fun, you know, fun adventure, you know, and I love the fact that the third book is coming out soon. So there's a good way to binge them all and then be ready for the third book. So,
and then you don't have to wait years though for the end.
No. No. Awesome. First, let's chat about your cats. So what are their names and how they get spoiled?
Oh, totally. So there's Duncan and Fox are the two kitties. And Duncan, who came first, is definitely like very much a mama's boy. That would be me. So he follows me around the house and definitely always demands a lap to sit in no matter what I'm doing. And his little brother, Fox, is a cute little tabby who just loves snacks and eating more than anything. So if you have a food, no matter what it is, like even if you're like, you do not want avocado, he's like, I do. I want the avocado.
Oh my gosh. I love this. I love it. It's like, it's such a joy to have pets, you know, like it'd get you through. How was writing with Duncan on your lap? Was it easy or did he demand attention?
He's a very hard cat to ride around. Mm-hmm. And so like, definitely I've mastered sort of the like sitting away from the desk and like holding your arms out really far to type, mm-hmm. or like sort of sitting at an angle, but it's worth it because when he doesn't get his way, he can be a real pain and just cries.
Oh, man. I love this. How is writing in the pandemic actually?
I think it's interesting because I feel like I sort of went through phases where it felt like it was easier to write because I was like, I'm home all the time. I have these ideas. And then, you know, there'd be moments where it felt like things were sort of dragging and it was like kind of hard to write, kind of hard to read even. You know, I found myself going back and like rereading old favorites, kind of like comfort reads and stuff, and just sort of curling in. So a mixed bag.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel like the pandemic, I give it 2 stars, you know, like, as an experience, you know, not 1 star, it's a 2-star experience, you know, because there's some stuff was helpful, but the reality is that this is a 2-star experience where we don't want it back.
Right. Know? We made it through, but would not recommend.
So awesome. Tell us where we can buy your book. Like, when is it going to come out? And then tell us where we can find you online.
So my book, The Bone Spindle, comes out January 11th, 2022. And you can find me online at lesleyvetter.com. And it has all of my social links there. I'm on Twitter and on Instagram, but I am mostly on Instagram, where I post a bunch of pictures of those spoiled house cats.
Thank you, Leslie, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This is a lot of fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.